There is a protection crisis in the region, meaning many people are facing chronic levels of violence, alarming rates of violence from armed criminal groups, transnational groups, including the highest murder rates of women in the world in the region. We've got disappearances, assaults, rapes, and recruitment of children. Now, the violence from armed criminal groups, transnational groups, has surpassed, in many cases, the government's capacity to protect individuals. So people are fleeing, in particular women and children. And regional governments must respond to the desperate need for safety and protection.
So given the situation and given the U.S. request to the UN to establish screening processing centers in the countries of origin of these people, how could be the response from UNHCR to this request?
Well, the announcement by the United States confirms the seriousness of the situation in Central America, in El Salvador, in Guatemala, and Honduras, and the urgent need for the states of the region to take effective and coordinated action to address it. In that respect, the U.S. initiative is a welcome new step in the right direction. And we, as UNHCR, as the UN Refugee Agency, look forward to working with all governments and civil society partners to address this pressing humanitarian challenge. We work, UNHCR, and not just in Central America region, but of course globally. We work with all governments to ensure that refugees have access to and receive the sorts of protection to which they are entitled. This engagement ranges from screening and registering asylum seekers in the field to advocacy, legal guidance, training, capacity building, and coordination among governments and NGOs at the regional and international levels as well. You know, we have long worked closely with the governments of the region and alongside civil society partners to identify baseline principles. We're talking about enhanced screening capacity, more legal immigration channels, clear and accessible procedures for people forced to flee these chronic levels of violence in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. Also, a development of a robust and coordinated regional asylum structure. This is a regional problem that demands a regional response. And we are, we're already working with governments in the region, including the U.S. and other governments, and we look forward to continuing this.
So do you think that this initiative from the U.S. is a positive initiative to work with the U.N. in those countries?
Yes, I mean, the U.S. initiative is certainly a welcome step to help address this growing refugee crisis. The operational specifics of this, the U.S. initiative would be the subject of agreement among all countries in the region. As I've mentioned, this is a regional crisis that demands a regional response. And the operational specifics have not yet been determined. But on a general level, UNHCR works with all governments to ensure that refugees have access to and receive the protection to which they are entitled.
You mentioned in your press release that the return of persons deemed not to be in need of international protection should take place only after the claims have been considered through due process. Is that it happening currently?
Certainly. I mean, look, our concern is, in terms of people who are returned, is that any returns should happen in an orderly, safe and respectful manner and a humane way. We, UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, recognizes that it is the prerogative of states to manage the security of their borders. However, the return of persons deemed not to be in need of international protection should take place only after their claims have been considered through due process. In particular, returns of unaccompanied or separated children must be based on a determination of what is in the best interests of the child, for example.
Isn't it the case nowadays?
Well, any deportations should only occur after the claims of the individuals have received complete consideration and full due process under the law. Any returns must be safe, orderly, and dignified. And this is what we're calling for globally. And this is what we've said globally. Turning in particular to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, the situation in the Northern Triangle, we've long voiced serious concern for the welfare of large numbers of people who continue to flee the deadly violence in this region. And this concern is supported by U.S. government data that indicates that most of the people fleeing violence in Central America and arriving at the U.S. border, particularly women and accompanied children, have bona fide asylum claims. That's what we're highlighting. This is an incipient refugee crisis in the Americas.